In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today, since we had Christ the King feast yesterday and we couldn't say the Sunday Mass, we will have it today. And the Gospel of this 21st Sunday after Pentecost, it tells the story about the unforgiving servant. There was a man who owed a very large sum of money to the king, and it was such a huge sum that he could never repay that. King was about to throw him to jail for the rest of his life and confiscate all his property so that he could have at least something in return for the debt. But the man begged for mercy, and King felt sorry for the man and decided that he will show mercy and forgive him the whole debt. And of course the man was very happy, but when he was coming back from the king, he saw another servant, and this other servant owed to this man a very small sum of money, and the servant started to go after him saying that you must pay your whole debt, otherwise I will come and take your possession and throw you to jail. And the other servant begged the forgiveness of this sum, which was really very small amount of money. But the servant who had been forgiven by the king, he showed no mercy himself, but threw this other servant into prison until the debt would be paid. And when the king heard about this unforgiving servant, he became very angry. He called the unforgiving servant and said that you no good servant, I forgave the whole debt you owed me, so shouldn't you have shown mercy as well to this man who owed so little to you? And then the king was angry, he delivered the unworthy, unforgiving servant to the torturers until he should pay all the debt. And since he owed so much money, the king really couldn't expect ever receiving the whole debt back. And our Lord, who told this parable, told her to his listeners that as the king who represents God forgave all the debt, that is the debt of her sin, to all of you, we, as Catholics, as Christians, we must forgive everyone who has injured or is owing us something, so in order that our Lord would forgive us our sins as well. And this parable, in a beautiful manner, gives us shows us how God is both merciful God and a just God. People often take offense about the just side of God, namely that he will punish people who have done wrong and who have committed a sin rather than just forgive everything. Many people are ready to take the loving and forgiving and merciful God, but they are not ready to take the just God who always demands that sins you have to make penance from them and pay retribution of them. When it's a question about mortal sin, that is a debt and such a huge crime against God that we could never pay it back. We could never give him back the honor which we have robbed him by forgiving, by committing a mortal sin. But that's why Jesus died for us. He put all into our sins unto himself, and he was cruelly tortured by evil people and then crucified so that we wouldn't need to pay the guilt of our whole debt, but that our loving Father might forgive them and give us a place in heaven. And that's such a huge amount of showing mercy that we must be forever grateful to God Almighty of doing that. But there's also a catch or the lesson for us to learn that we, of course, first of all, have to be sorry for our sins. We have to beg forgiveness from God Almighty as the unforgiving servant did. We have to be sorry for our sins and confess them so that we are absolved from the guilt. And we have to also show mercy to people, to other people who might have broken against us. We cannot be like unforgiving servant who is ready to take and ready to take mercy and forgiveness from God, but is not willing to show it himself. If we are not ready to forgive our neighbor of the bad things they have committed to us, we cannot expect forgiveness from God Almighty either. That's why there exists hell, the place of punishment, where those people who have been evil in their lives and showed no mercy in their lives, and they have to stay away from God for all eternity, away, far away from his mercy, and it's their own fault because they refuse to show mercy themselves. They did not do penance, and they were not sorry for their sins. But those people who are willing to suffer a little bit for their sins, who are willing to take punishment, and who are willing to take penance, if their God is not a punishing God, but a merciful God who forgives sins and rather sees his son Jesus to suffer and die than to punishes us eternally. So today, children, make a good note that you remember to be forgiving and merciful to your neighbor, to your family members, to your friends, or to other people, even if they might break against you very badly or make you cry or be very horrible to them, to you. You don't have to like them especially, you don't have to seek their companion, but you can never wish evil or hate anybody in the whole world. Well, we want to everybody to be sorry for their sins so that they too could be given merciful and loving God instead of judging and just God. When you remember how much good Jesus has done to you, he gives you grace to show loving kindness and mercy to other people as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.